this is Elena, and I wanted to share with you a powerful tool that has helped me and so many people that I care about find relief from stress, worry, and anxiety, helping us feel happier, healthier, and more whole. It's based on a technique designed by Dr. Daniel Amen, a neuropsychiatrist, in order to help us capture and challenge our negative thoughts. It's called ANT therapy. So the premise is that every time you have a thought, your brain releases chemicals. An electrical transmission goes across your brain and you then become aware of what you're actually thinking. The thoughts are real and powerful things. They have a direct impact on how we feel and how we behave. Every time that we have an angry thought, an anxious thought, unkind thought, like jealous or sad or any negative kind of thought, your brain releases chemicals that cause our bodies to feel tense, our hearts to beat faster, maybe our hands begin to sweat, we could even become dizzy, our stomach gets upset, we just feel absolutely terrible. Your body reacts to every negative thought that you have. On the flip side, every time you have a good thought, a hopeful thought, thankful thought, positive or kind thought, or you're just full of love, your brain releases chemicals that make your body feel really good. Your heart rate goes down, your breathing slows down, your muscles relax, maybe your stomach is calm. It's just so important to note the difference and that thoughts are real and powerful things. Every single cell in our bodies is affected by it, every thought that we have. This is why when people get really emotionally upset, they many times develop physical symptoms such as headaches, stomach aches, or difficulty sleeping. It's important to remember that thoughts lie, but it's in our unquestioned or uninvestigated thoughts that cause our feelings and warning signals of sad, mad, nervous, or out of control to continue to get worse and more chaotic. Unfortunately, if we never challenge our thoughts and believe them, they can invade our mind like ants at a picnic. One is fine, two is not a big deal, but 10 or 20, it can be very intense. So learning how to train our thinking by challenging our thoughts can really improve the way that we feel during the day. So I want to share with you the 9 different types of thoughts or ways that we distort reality that he came up with. The first is all or nothing thinking. So thoughts that make us believe that things are all good or all bad. There's an either or, it's black and white thinking, you may have heard that. It's just very extreme. Always thinking is 2. Thinking in thoughts like, I always do this, or everybody all the time says this. It's really categorizing people, again, in extremes. 3, always focusing on the bad. It's like that black cloud and always being critical, looking for the negative. 4 is fortune telling. This is a big one. So predicting the outcomes, even if we don't have evidence for it. 90% of the things that we worry about don't happen. Mind reading. I'm really good at this. Believing you know what somebody else is thinking, even if they haven't told you. It's never right to assume. We must learn to ask. 6, thinking with our feelings. Believing our negative feelings without ever questioning them is very, very dangerous. That's just very reaction based. We must learn how to just respond instead of react. 7, guilt beatings. Things like you should have, you have to, you always, just that really inner critic that comes out. 8, labeling yourself or somebody else, like I'm a failure or they are this. It's never right to label somebody and call them that and judge them that way. The last one is the blaming ant, blaming others for our own problems and not taking responsibility. It's extremely toxic. When we let any of these thoughts go unchecked, they can significantly become chaotic in our mind and impact our health and our relationships. Another thing that's important to be aware of as a part of a compassionate understanding is to know that a lot of times our thoughts have deep roots in our belief systems and childhood attachments and traumas that we may have endured. Please do not hear me say in this that just positive thinking will make everything better, because that's just not true. Challenging our thoughts is an important way to take a step of responsibility in your health and mental health, and it makes a massive difference because unchecked thoughts increase symptoms of depression, anxiety, and other health issues. Challenging the negative thoughts can be crucial to helping yourself towards health, hope, and healing in your daily life. If you feel like you might need more help with this, please call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and we would be more than happy to help.